Ladies and gentlemen, we will go ahead and call this meeting to order. Today is the May 31st, 2022, meeting of the Laughlin Town Advisory Board, and I'll go ahead and read some items for the record. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on today's posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners Zoning Commission, known as the BCC, or the Clark County Planning Commission, PC, for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices. And please take all private conversations outside of the room. Within 48-hour advance request, a sign language interpreter or other reasonable efforts to assist and accommodate persons with physical disabilities may be made available by calling 702-455-3530, TDD at 702-385-7486, or Relay Nevada toll-free at 800-326-6868. Supporting material provided to the board members for this meeting may be requested from Tammy Harris, our secretary, at 702-298-0828. And supporting material is or will also be available at the Clark County Department of Administrative Services in Las Vegas, Nevada, and on the Clark County website at clarkcountynv.gov/LaughlinTAB. I'll go ahead and commence with a roll call. Pamela Walker.
Present.
Here. Herman Walker, no relation.
Present.
Here. Fred Doten is not with us today. Kathleen Haas, Vice Chair.
Here.
And Kathy Oakes, your chair. So we do have four members and we do have a quorum. Our secretary is Tammy Harris, and she can be reached at 702-298-0828, and her email address is Tammy, T-A-M-M-Y, @Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S, at clarkcountynv.gov. Also, our county liaison is here with us today, Mark Moskowitz, and he can be reached at 702-298-0828, and also at 702-455-6173. His email address is Mark, M-A-R-K, Moskowitz, M-O-S-K-O-W-I-T-Z, at clarkcountynv.gov. And with that, we have called this meeting to order. If I can please ask you to stand for the invocation, led by Pastor Doug Wesley, and our Pledge of Allegiance, led by Pamela Walker.
May the Lord give you the wisdom and the knowledge you need, as well as the courage to do what's right in all your decisions. Amen.
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 Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You may be seated.
I will move forward now to item number two on today's agenda, which is the public comment section of this of today's agenda. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on today's agenda as posted. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You'll be afforded the opportunity to also speak on the individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. So if you don't speak now, you can speak as the item is presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on today's agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of today's agenda. Comments are limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to our speaker's podium, state your name and address for the record, and please spell your last name as we are recorded and it's much easier for our secretary. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, that will be done by the chair or by the board by majority vote. And with that, is there anyone that would like to speak on any agenda item that is on today's agenda? Seeing no one, I'll go ahead and move forward to item number three, and that is approval of the agenda for today, May 31st, 2022, to hold, combine, or delete any items. This is for possible action.
So moved.
I have a motion, second, and a third. All those in favor? Aye. Motion carries. We have approval of today's agenda. Informational items will begin with under item four, which is to receive a report and updates from South County Liaison Mark Moskowitz for discussion purposes. Hello.
Perfect. Thank you, Chair. I just first want to thank Real Property Management with Clark County for finishing the parking lot repaving. I know it's been a project that's been in the works for several years, so it looks very nice, and it was done before summertime, so hopefully we won't melt in it, but and they're happy to be done with it. And I just wanted to let everyone know, I hope everyone had a great Memorial Day. I saw a lot of great events in the community, and it's always fun to drive down the road and see the flags in Searchlight, as well as on the Memorial Highway, and then in Needles as well. So I want to thank everyone that did some great events, and I hope everyone had a meaningful and enjoyable Memorial Day weekend.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. And then I'll move forward to item number five on today's agenda, which is planning and zoning. This will be UC-22-0225-USA. This is for a use permit for a public facility and design review for a public facility, which is site improvements on a portion of 37.1 acres in an RU rural open land zone, generally located to the northwest corner of Casino Drive and SR 163 within Laughlin. This is for possible action, and it is going forward to the Board of County Commissioners on 6/21/22. Okay. Do we have anyone to present on this item? An applicant.
Hello. I hope everybody had a nice holiday weekend. My name is Robin Rocky. It's R-O-C-K-E-Y. I work for the Southern Nevada Water Authority in the Las Vegas Valley Water District, 1001 South Valley View Boulevard, and that's in Las Vegas. And I'm here on behalf of the applicant and the Big Bend Water District. I'll be very brief. The Las Vegas Valley Water District has designed the Big Bend Water District's riverbank filtration well. This is at a 0.47 acre Big Bend Water District site, just about a half a mile north of 163. The project includes the installation of a well pump and a wellhead foundation pad, new well discharge pipelines, valves, a flow meter, and some other applicable site improvements. And to keep all this new equipment safe, which is very important to us and I'm sure important to you as well, we also include in our design some of the following items. And one is a new 8-foot high split face CMU block wall to match an adjacent wall, a 6-foot high chain link fence with security wire, two manual slide gates, and a single swing gate. The anticipated construction start is September 12 of this year, and the project is funded by the Nevada Clean Water State Revolving Fund. The Big Bend Water District is responsible for managing and operating all the potable water here in Laughlin. And the system provides water to your 9,000 residents plus all your many visitors as well. Currently, the Colorado River supplies is the exclusive provider for your water here. The new well that we are going to build with your approval will provide the city with an additional water source, and this will provide the Big Bend Water District with some operational flexibility, which is also very important. It's imperative that we complete this project by the end of the year in order to ensure that your customers continue to have a reliable water supply. Today, we are respectfully requesting a special use permit and a design review for our project. We intend no adverse effects, and we hope you agree that the use is appropriate at this proposed location. I have colleagues with me today. Keith Cooper is a mechanical engineer. Dionya White is our project management coordinator. And together, the three of us would be happy to answer any of your questions. And thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, are there any questions from the board?
I just have one question. How is access to the site obtained? There doesn't appear to be any roadway in there.
Pardon me, I'll ask Dianya to help you with that.
Hi, Dianya White, WHITE, Southern Nevada Water Authority. We will gain access to the site on South Casino Drive. And during construction, we'll work with Clark County Public Works to just make sure we keep at least one lane of access open for visitors to the RV park up here, the park. But then I think, correct me if I'm wrong, we're not going to have this closed, right? Okay. So the road will never be closed during construction. And so then afterwards, the only traffic will be just for the maintenance vehicles that will be going to the site.
So currently what we have is Casino Drive that goes to 163, and then just a little bit west of, you know, where Casino Drive comes in is a small access road. Mm-hmm. And then there is a water facility, a building, a maintenance building that you guys have. Mm-hmm. And then we dug a well recently within the last few years. Mm-hmm. When we had the boil water order, so that mm-hmm. we could, you know, contain some of that problem that happened in the future.
Yes.
So will it be off that access road that they will
yes.
be? It's not going to be Casino Drive, but it'll be on that small little access
correct.
Road that they'll gain to where they're going to be digging the well.
Well, the well that you're referring to that was already dug.
Correct.
That is the well. We're just equipping the well.
Ah.
So
okay.
It's right there by the water plant that
okay.
you were mentioning.
By your maintenance building that you have
mm-hmm.
over there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
So that's all going to be accessible, not necessarily by a dirt road. That is a paved roadway.
Right.
It does go up into the Green Valley Trail,
yes.
the Heritage Greenway Trail. Okay.
And is it not called South Casino Drive? That's just how we have it labeled.
It's South Casino Drive, but South Casino Drive basically stops at 163.
Okay.
But you can't go straight through. You have to make a left turn, and you have to go westbound for a little bit, and then there's a small access
yep,
road.
Yep, that's
that comes
the road
off.
We're talking
right,
about.
Right, and okay. So whether or not that's actually called South Casino Drive, I'm not sure.
I don't think it has
sure.
a name, personally.
Okay.
I think if we looked maybe on some of the maps of the Heritage Greenway Trails, that would identify and name that road, because I think it does have a name.
Okay.
But
well, on our drawings, that's what we have it labeled right now, but
okay.
we could always change that.
If you know, as far as the maps in the county, if you take
yeah.
a look at the Heritage Greenway Trail map, because that is part of it, that leads mm-hmm. to a trailhead. We have a
right.
bridge that goes over over 163, and so that is all a part of that. But again, I'm not exactly sure if that's Casino Drive.
But the road that you're referring to, that is the road we'll be
okay.
using to access the site.
Herm, does that clarify that for you?
I have a drawing, if you'd like to see it.
I think
it's
this
real
is what
clear
you gave
on
us.
This map.
Is this what you gave us?
This. If this is the identification of where the work is going to go.
I think that's just an identifier for the APN.
Here,
I believe it's already where this maintenance building is right here, Herm.
Yeah.
We dug a well.
Okay.
Right there,
okay.
that was done a few years ago when we had that boil water notice where we had
yep.
the effluent in our water
yeah.
and couldn't, you know, service our residents.
If
so
I
they,
can, I would like, I could bring this up, it might be easier.
Sure, if
yeah.
you give it to Tammy, if you can put it up on the
I
display.
I think the whole question was, is because you have a marker in the middle.
That's
like,
that's just delineating
that's
the APN number,
yeah.
correct?
I don't know
as,
what that problem, that marker's in there for.
Yeah,
right.
It's just the way that gizmo system is to click on and get detail on
yep.
that. It identifies the APN, I think.
Yep.
At least with my little limited time on the gizmo system.
So everything's happening up around the water?
Everything's happening where it's already been.
Yep.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
Herm, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yep.
It was this blue mark that threw me.
It did me too at first, but then I just remembered playing with the gizmo system that it gives you that. And if you click on that little blue mark, it'll give you the APN number and the owner and that stuff, type of info. Are there any more questions from the board?
I would move that the plan be approved.
I have a motion for approval, a second and a third. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries 4-0. Thank you very much for presenting for us today. So general business, item number 6, we have none. And I'll move forward now to item number 7. This is comments by the general public. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments are limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address for the record, and please spell your last name for our secretary. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. And please, if you have any comment on items that are within the jurisdiction of this board, but not necessarily on today's agenda, please come forward. And welcome.
Thank you very much, Ms. Chair and the board, Ms. Secretary and County Liaison. My name is Regina Garisco, G-U-A-R-I-S-C-O, at 2795 Desert Foothills Boulevard, Bullhead City, Arizona, 86429. I am a Bullhead City resident. I participated in many of the river safety discussions that we've had, and I just came today for two reasons. The first being to celebrate with the members here about the weekend that we had here over Memorial Day, and that we had no deaths on this entire stretch of river on this map. That is something to be proud of and to celebrate with the city of Bullhead, with the city of Laughlin, and how we came together and we prevented deaths and we saved lives. It is working. Everybody is coming together. Endow was seen on the river. They were enforcing Bullhead PD, water safety and rescue, and we just made an impact. And the public would like to help. And that's the second reason I'm here today as well. I believe we should have a discussion about involving volunteers. As you had suggested at a previous meeting, I feel that the communities are ready. We're ready to do something. And we understand that there is a void. There was something that I recognized, which was when Endow did their presentation, something emulated also from Bullhead PD, which is when they make an arrest, their boats are unavailable for long periods of time. This could leave very large observational gaps where volunteer spotters or runners could help with that. And also setting up a donation fund so that people who live here and visit here and are personally invested in safety in this river can participate, because it does have to start somewhere and it's going to take some funding to do that. And I feel like the quickest, most efficient way to do it at this point would be to allow us to help you and donate. And then we could start to build our support system to further that mission of having no more deaths on the Colorado River here. And I believe we could do it. I think we have proof of that so far. I think we all see that and feel that. And I just want to congratulate all of you for your participation and caring about our communities, this side and that side. We really shook hands as neighbors and made a difference. And I thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Regina.
Thank you.
Appreciate that very much.
I would like to ask one thing. I understand that the Sea-Doo rentals, and I know this is maybe something you don't know, but I understand they're putting wristbands, is that correct?
Yes.
On the rentals?
Yes, we can celebrate that together as well. Every jet ski company in Laughlin and Bullhead City came together and are all using the wristbands. Our city council has been on the media celebrating that fact. Ms. Heck did an announcement about that. Everyone used the wristbands, and it made a difference. That will prevent those unauthorized users from causing havoc on the river as it has in the past. We will not see that again.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yep. And I just want to comment that, you know, I think some of the relationship that we have across the river and here is some of the best it's been, at least in 20 years that I've seen. And in us working together to solve problems, it's been important to this board because, you know, we are one community that works together. And so I definitely appreciate that. I also would say our Chamber of Commerce had a lot to do with, you know, having the jet ski rental owners on the Laughlin side pay attention to this process and be involved as well. Even though they weren't legislative to do so, they wanted to help with the problem and involve themselves. And I think Jackie with our chamber had a lot to do with that as well.
Thank you.
Anything else from the board?
Move we adjourn.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
I have a motion carries.
We and our next adjourned. Meeting date is June 14th.
Is June 14th, yes. Thank you.